You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Brought to you by Quip. The Quip electric toothbrush is the only electric toothbrush that supports your tech briefing and is used by millions of happy, healthy mouths. Quip's electric toothbrush has sensitive sonic vibrations with a built-in timer and 30-second pulses. Plus, a new brush head, floss refill, and toothpaste are delivered every 3 months to keep your brush fresh. Sets start at $25. Get your first refill free at getquip.com/wired. Getquip.com/wired.
The most interesting thing in tech is a fascinating paper from MIT researchers published in Cell. And it's about using artificial intelligence to create a new antibiotic. And this is showing some of the promise of AI. One of the things I've long thought is that AI would be a great tool for identifying new molecules, new chemical compounds that could serve as drugs or as antibiotics. And Lord knows we need both. Because the way that pharmaceuticals tend to work is scientists go into a lab and they say, well, maybe this will work. Why don't we try combining this and this? And maybe I have a suspicion that this could work. But theoretically, with AI, you should be able to look at every molecular structure that works as an antibiotic. And you should be able to look at what they work on and what they don't work on. And from doing that, have a whole lot of computers with a whole lot of processing power dig through all the antibiotics that exist and come up with a new one. That promise hasn't really come to bear. AI is a useful tool for pharmaceutical companies, but this is still a breakthrough. And it's an important breakthrough, too, because we need antibiotics. And sometimes it's hard to get companies to invest in them because the revenue upside isn't as clear. So if this turns out to be true, if the MIT researchers have indeed found something useful, that is great. And it shows us something good about the future of AI, which makes me happy for the weekend. See you on Monday.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.